This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is apparently on his way out at the National Security Council. He had recently testified on Capitol Hill about President Trump's phone call with the President of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells CBS's Face the Nation, as planned, he's shrinking the council.
We're streamlining the National Security Council. There are people that are detailed from different departments and agencies. My understanding is Colonel Vindman is detailed from the Department of Defense. So everyone who's detailed at the NSC, people are going to start going back to their own departments, and we'll bring in new folks, but we're going to get that number down.
Public hearings on the impeachment inquiry begin on Wednesday. Police have fired tear gas and protesters broke windows as anti-government demonstrators took to the streets in Hong Kong once again. At least one person was shot during the protest. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Bolivian President Evo Morales has announced his resignation under mounting pressure from the military and the public after his resignation victory triggered weeks of fraud allegations and deadly protests. The decision came after a day of fast-moving developments, including an offer from Morales to hold a new election. But the crisis deepened dramatically when the country's military chief went on national television to call on him to step down. Virginia Democrats chose Eileen Fillercorn to become Speaker of the House of Delegates. Charnel Herring will be its new majority leader. The choices of Fillercorn and Herring are historic for many reasons. Eileen Fillercorn is the first Jewish person and the first woman in the House's 400-year history to serve as Speaker. Charnel Herring will be the first woman and the first African-American to serve as majority leader. The blue wave on election night last Tuesday turned the Virginia State Legislature Democrat for the first time in over two decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Madonna is being sued for showing up late to her shows. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The most recent incident, Thursday night in Las Vegas. The concert reportedly started 2 hours late, not ending until almost 3 a.m. Now Madonna ticket holders are named in a class action lawsuit that's been filed in Florida. They claim that they lost money by having to resell their tickets after the show got pushed back too late. Madonna responded on Twitter on Saturday saying, "A queen is never late." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top movies at the box office over the weekend, the World War II adventure Midway, starring Aaron Eckhart and Nick Jonas, is the number one movie. It brought in $17.5 million in receipts. Coming in at number two with $14.1 million is Dr. Sleep. Directly followed by Playing with Fire at number three with $12.8 million. Last Christmas is at number four with $11.6 million. And dropping down to number five, Terminator Dark Fate with $10.8 million. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Well, it's Veterans Day 2019, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and our thanks to the many retailers that are offering free gifts. Check out freebies for Veterans Day for all the vets. Go buy your favorite store, support them because they're supporting us, and we appreciate the great gift. All over, communities are celebrating and acknowledging some 57 million persons who have served in the U.S. military from the American Revolution today. Think about that, 57 million persons. These men and women have served our country, and we owe it all to them. As one U.S. Army poet wrote, Charles Michael Provins, I like this. It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows protesters to burn the flag. Happy Veterans Day, and our salute. Here is a special music rendition representing each one of the branches of our military here in the United States.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
We got them all covered. Pretty soon, we're going to have a theme song for the U.S. Space Force, right? And by the way, to all my brother Marines, Semper Fi, happy 244th birthday, which was yesterday. And so lots to celebrate in the grand. We're grateful to a nation that honors our military. And, you know, in spite of the differences that are taking place, it's okay. Look, at you know, we should not be threatened because of despairing thoughts. We should welcome the despairing thoughts and ideas because the truth, you can challenge the truth, but the truth still is the truth, right? And that's what we're reaching out for in the midst of all this. You know, I think that Jordan Peterson in his book, 12 Rules, has stated it quite clearly, is that sometimes we can be so ideologically fixed that we become inauthentic. And I like the way he put that. Because, you know, I think at the end of the day, we all want to be authentic. And authenticity, you know, rises from the truth. And right now, what has happened, sadly, because of ideology, it's gotten so weaponized that, you know, freedom of speech, all the very things that, you know, vets represent and that vets have secured for our country. You know, we, because of the brave, we can be free. And this is what needs to be the litmus test of any kind of piece of legislation, whatever is debated out in the marketplace of ideas, is that are we more liberated? Are we more free as a result of these ideas? Or are we, you know, kind of, you know, you've heard that illustration of the frog in boiling water. I know, you know, scientists say, well, that's not really true, but you get the idea, right? I mean, you know, the metaphor still represents what could happen to frogs. I mean, they're not that stupid. They're just going to allow themselves to get cooked as soon as it starts to get uncomfortable. Kind of like us, you know, we have that, you know, that fight or flee type of response. That's a natural response. So they're going to get the heck out of there. But, you know, for commentary and speeches and all that kind of deal, people get the idea that, you know, we can get lazy and rather passive. And next thing you know, we are being cooked. And this is what's happened to our country, really, today, ladies and gentlemen. And we've become passive. We've have forgotten to critically think, ask questions. And when people are being knuckleheads, you know, we somehow let a small number of Antifa-likes, you know, challenge the truth and get in our face. But I got to tell you, I am encouraged by those that will stay fixed on the truth and their jaw is set like a flint because they will not be moved. They're not going to bow, you know, to some, you know, cultural wave and fad and abandon, you know, true principles. And thank God for them. Thank God for, you know, and in many cases, some are the grandmothers and grandfathers that experienced, you know, history, and they've experienced enough history. You know, I think of my father, who has since passed, but what a representative to our family. 9 kids. I mean, he served in World War II, and you've heard me mention that he was at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton, with General Patton. 3 of my brothers, I should say 3 of my brothers, it was actually 3 of us, 3 brothers, served in the military. I was in the Marine Corps, as you probably already gathered. My second oldest brother, he was in the front lines in the heat of it in Vietnam. And we're going to talk about the Vietnam Memorial a little bit later on. I'll give you, we're going to talk with Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian. We always love to, you know, get perspective, especially on days like this, because it reminds us, it's important for us to remember. My oldest brother served in the Air Force. He was career Air Force. And he passed away last year. And you know, we have been a proud family. We are a proud family. And we've got our father to thank about it. But not only that, my mother was a Rosie Riveter, you know, believe it. I mean, it's all this incredible history that is part and parcel of who we are as America today. And I would encourage all of us to stand up for that which is true and noble and right and American, truly American, on this Veterans Day 2019. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, in looking at the Sunday news shows, you know, the attacks still continue. I don't know about you, and, you know, if it bothers you at all, that somehow the president has become the piñata du jour by the Democrats and even by the talking heads. I mean, there's no sense of due process. I mean, the things that are said about the president, he's already signed, sealed, delivered, he's guilty. And why he's still in office is beyond me if you listen to the Democrats. Because there's no alleged, you know, suggestion of anything. It's just their perception. And a perception based on a whistleblower, which is suspect at best. because the whole Whistleblower Act was designed, you know, to protect the individual, but there were certain parameters around it. But it seems that those things have been adjusted. If you recall, about a month before the whistleblower was exposed, or at least that there was this whistleblower announcement, there have been some very convenient rules that have been changed. Initially, it was that you had to have first-hand knowledge. Now, all of a sudden, it wasn't necessarily important for you to have first-hand knowledge. And, you know, here we are. We live in a world that is really, you know, the whole idea of anonymous reporting and fake news has commandeered our consciousness, don't you think? I mean, it's like there's no research of facts. And where is the mainstream media? Where are those responsible parties that, you know, heretofore did the hard work to make sure what was being reported was true? Now it's not about that. It's just, okay, what gets our attention? And you wonder why we're so divisive and as if this is going to settle anytime soon. I mean, we have really exercised ourselves to the point of almost, you know, I wonder if we're at a point of no return, if it's not going to be fixed in our generation because we are just so messed up in buying into the lies and, you know, the hyperbole of these accusations and that sort of thing. I mean, what happened in the old days that, okay, you were accused, you were alleged to have done something. And then it goes to court and goes through due process and you find out what's going on. But no, that doesn't work in today's democratic influenced socialist. You know, everything has been weaponized and it all started with political correctness, which if you remember, Dr. Ben Carson at a prayer breakfast where Barack Obama, when he was still president, sat kind of a little bit uncomfortably because, believe it or not, I mean, it wasn't necessarily that Barack Obama was, you know, was the predicate or he was the one, but he didn't come against it. It was convenient for the Democrats. It was convenient for his agenda that political correctness would enter into the body politic to where we cannot call things for what they are anymore. And now we have to be so pronoun sensitive. Otherwise, we're going to get sued. Come on, this is ridiculous. You know, look, we got to work through this. I mean, there was a reason that our founding fathers of the amendments, this is number one, that we would have freedom of speech. We would have freedom of the press. But even the freedom, even the press, because of their own self-interest, and God only knows what that is, a combination of, you know, wanting to somehow get clicks and, you know, get some sort of, you know, response and build, you know, some sort of following. But look at the following. I mean, you know, they're not even leaving the options open for 100% of the potential universe by being so, so prejudiced and so fixed ideologically. They've immediately cut their universe in half because half the universe goes, look at wrong gospel, wrong church. I didn't want to hear it. You know, it's obviously fake. It's misrepresented. You know, so they've canceled themselves right off the bat. And then you get other people joining, you know, joining in along that line without even thinking the impact. Look, I'm not saying that people shouldn't have the conversation. I'm saying we should be able to have free speech. I mean, here you've got Don Jr. He's at UCLA over the weekend. And he said, look, I'm not going to accept any questions because he knew he's at UCLA. He's on a campus and you got to know that there are going to people videotaping and they're going to utilize a Q&A. And, does he want to subject himself and put himself in that liability? Probably smart move not to take any questions, but it's unfortunate that you can't ask questions and sit down and reason together because of the volatility of the political environment today. But and I know that Don Jr. in other areas did have conversations with people and did enter into some Q&A, but there's some places because they're just not, they're really not open to a fair conversation. And I don't blame him because I one of the core principles I've held to for a number of years now is that you have to have a fair chance to win. And by that, I don't mean that you're winning at somebody's expense, but that it's a win-win, that there can be, you know, what Veterans Day is all about. You know, these values, these American values that we hold to, because of, you know, what these veterans have laid on the line for us. And the reason that we can be the land of the free and home of the brave, enjoy, you know, these God-given rights that are enumerated in our U.S. Constitution and in our Declaration of Independence, is because of them. And because of the next generation of military participants who will be there to answer the call to defend this country and defend our God-given rights, our constitutional rights. And the fact of the matter is our Constitution is being threatened. There's no doubt about it. And that's what's happening, starting, you know, with the attack on the president. 63 million people voted him into office. And the Democrats have been insisting, you know, through this coup. And some have flat out just said, hey, it's a coup. Well, no kidding. We all know that. But, of course, the media is not going to necessarily report on it. You know, it's a quick little soundbite. It's quick in and out. But the fact of the matter is the Democrats are full-blown coup, you know, they're coup participants. Because they don't even believe in their ideas that they have the quality of, you know, quality leader who can bring these ideas to the marketplace and become president. And so what they do, they say, is, you know, Al Green made it real clear. He says, look, I mean, if we have to go to Election Day with this Donald Trump guy, we're dead. We're not going to win. Well, you know, look what Donald Trump's doing. It's, you know, it's amazing, you know, what's happened. Just you know, we talk about the income and, you know, unemployment rates and how well it's doing. Look at this latest Census Bureau report in total household income gains. Okay, under George W. Bush, the average income increase was $402 per household. Okay, under Barack Obama, $1,044. I'm surprised at that number, frankly, that's even that high. But it is. That's we'll go along with that. Under Donald Trump, not even 4 years. In 3 years, with all the resistance and, you know, all the crud that's been thrown at this president, the total household income gain under Donald Trump, $5,228. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, that's you have to be so ideologically fixed, as we were talking about earlier, that you become inauthentic because you've abandoned the truth. You've abandoned reality. How do you let that go? How do you reject the lowest unemployment? How do you reject the robust economy that we're having? Things that could be so much better if we were unified. But look, this is going to be up to unity-oriented American citizens, regardless of where you sit on the political spectrum. And if you're supporting, you know, even if you are supporting socialism, then go out and be the best socialist you can be. And if you're freedom-loving, go out there and be the best freedom-loving patriot that you can be. And that's not to say that somebody who wants to be socialist, and don't get me wrong here, I'm not saying just because you want to be a socialist that you're no longer a patriot. But that's fine. We can have this discussion. But let's have a fair-minded discussion where your ideas against our traditional ideas of capitalism can be heard out. But, you know, if we want to be so ideologically fixed, then really what it comes down to is a battle between those who are authentic and those that are inauthentic, those that are anchored in the truth and those that are anchored in their own relative truth. And you know, once it becomes relative, forget it. You don't have the truth anymore. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Binman is apparently on his way out at the National Security Council. He had recently testified on Capitol Hill about President Trump's phone call with the President of Ukraine. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells CBS's Face the Nation, as planned, he's shrinking the council.
We're streamlining the National Security Council. There are people that are detailed from different departments and agencies. My understanding is Colonel Binman is detailed from the Department of Defense. So everyone who's detailed at the NSC, people are going to start going back to their own departments, and we'll bring in new folks, but we're going to get that number down.
Public hearings on the impeachment inquiry begin on Wednesday. Police have fired tear gas and protesters broke windows as anti-government demonstrators took to the streets in Hong Kong once again. At least one person was shot during the protest. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're waiting on Bruce Kaufman. We'll have him here in just a moment. Got lots to talk about, but kind of to, you know, put things a little bit in perspective, kind of wrap things up, the thing that I thought that was most interesting. Well, Bruce is here now, so let's bring Bruce from Bruce's history lessons. Always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. Happy Veterans Day to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, happy
because this memorializes not just the dead, but the living and dead.
Without a doubt. And there's a lot to be happy for. I mean, without the veterans, where would America be?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
We would not be as safe as we are.
Yeah, I read something earlier that I thought was, you know, particularly touching, that was written by a U.S. Army soldier, a writer. He wrote a poem. He says, "It is the soldier, not the minister, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to protest. It is the soldier, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the soldier, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, and whose coffin is draped by the flag, who allows the protesters to burn the flag."
Wow. Yeah. That is outstanding.
That really puts it in perspective.
It certainly does. It really does. And one of my favorites, of course, is that, you know, we sing about the home of the brave and the land of the free. Well, the only reason that this is the land of the free is because it's also the home of the brave.
Amen. Amen. Well, Bruce, real quick, if you can humor me for just a moment, I wanted to wrap up something relevant to the Sunday talk shows. Donna Edwards, the former U.S. representative who is on the, you know, on the conversation table with Chris Wallace on Sundays from time to time, you know, typical Democratic talking points about what President Trump has been going through, you know, that the Republicans have been angered, you know, by the whole process of this investigation, this impeachment process. And Donna Edwards, you know, responded with that, you know, process, you know, process isn't important. It's the substance behind all this.
Right.
And, you know, kind of deal. But I liked Karl Rove. His response was so right on, because he's told her very clearly. He says, look, process does matter. That's how people make up their mind. I mean, he says that, you know, and people understand that there must be a fair process, like what happened with Bill Clinton and what happened with Nixon. It was fair. And the reason that they were able to, you know, force Nixon and where there was a, you know, a bipartisan understanding of what was going on and why Nixon had to leave is because the process was fair.
Right.
And, you know, and it wasn't, you know, so manipulated like it was, you know, like it has been in the last 3 years under this president. And I like how Karl Rove summarized this deal, because what Edwards was saying, that, you know, she was really aghast that, you know, how dare the president delay aid to an ally against a chief, you know, adversary like the Russians. And here's Rove's response. He goes, I love the fact that Democrats are now decrying the president's decision not to move lethal aid rapidly to Ukraine after all the previous administration, a Democratic administration, by the way, did nothing to send lethal aid to the Ukraine. And the non-lethal aid, they refused to fly into Ukraine on C-130s because they didn't want U.S. military presence in the Ukraine. So they dropped the aid into Poland, and citizens had to take that non-lethal aid, put it in the back of their little vehicles and trucks, and convoy it to Ukraine. This president, he says, at least had the guts to give the Ukrainians the lethal aid needed to stave off the Russians' attempt to subvert that country.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. That is absolutely... yeah, that is, yeah, Trump did that, absolutely, and good for him. The thing about this whole process thing, though, Bill, is that, I mean, what worries me, although I don't think it's going to happen, Congress, okay, the Constitution allows the House of Representatives, they are the ones who decide on impeachment, mm-hmm. right? But they can also, the language of the Constitution says they can conduct this impeachment process any way they want. So from a purely constitutional legal standpoint, they do not have to follow the due process procedures that are usually followed in a criminal trial. Mm-hmm. However, as you just pointed out, if Nancy Pelosi does not do that, okay, if, for instance, she decides that the rules are going to deny Trump and his lawyers and his defenders the right to cross-examine witnesses, to present evidence that shows that he was not blamed, while the House Democrats are interviewing witnesses saying that he is guilty and introducing evidence saying he is guilty, if they deny Trump and his defenders the right to question those, as you do in the due process procedures in a criminal trial, then they have really skewed the whole process unfairly to Trump, and
unfairly against Trump.
Unfairly against Trump. And here's the thing. They will skew the American people's opinion of Trump when we go to the election next year, because all of they'll have heard in the proceedings is stuff that makes Trump look like a criminal, and he will not have been allowed. This is my worry, that he will not have been allowed to defend himself. So the American yes. people will look at this totally biased trial, which is what an impeachment is, and mm-hmm. say, okay, the guy's criminally guilty, so I'm going to vote against him for president, which is behind the whole impeachment process in the first place.
Well, what the Republicans learned the hard way, back with Bill Clinton, and clearly, I mean, our founding fathers understood this, Bruce. They said an impeachment, you know, a move to impeach would be a political issue.
It is.
And so what happens when it becomes a political issue, there is a political price to be rendered.
Right.
And the Republicans paid that price. Nancy Pelosi initially understood that, but the Democrats are beside themselves. They are blindly, and they're so ideologically fixed here that they have become, we've been talking about being authentic and inauthentic. And inauthentic, you know, part of the character of an inauthentic person is that you lose a sense of truth.
Yep.
You are misguided, and the Democrats right now are so misguided that, you know, you wonder what is going on in that camp there. I mean, you want to give up capitalism for socialism? You want to drag a president who is, you know, look what he's done here. I mean, I understand there's competition, and you want to take control of the Oval Office, and you want to take control of the government like some states have done and become a single-party state. I understand that dynamic. But you need to do it, at least, and we would hope that you would do it, in the marketplace of ideas and offer something better. But, you know, they're not necessarily offering better. On one hand, it's like they're throwing everything up against, you know, the wall to see what sticks. We're going to throw socialism. We're going to throw Medicare for all. All of a sudden, illegals are now legal. They have full access to this. I mean, and what are they going to do now? The housing. Did you hear about the latest that Ben Carson is doing with housing? We realize that there's such a housing shortage for American citizens. You know why? Because we've been housing illegal immigrants.
That's right. There you go. Yeah.
And so
also we are now being told that we will be paying for the transgender operations of criminals behind bars.
All this stuff is ludicrous.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But the thing is that in a politically correct society that we're in right now, see, and this is what this is all coming down to, is that it's finally reasonable, common sense people, the flyover people of America, you know, people who really are authentic and have an idea of what truth is, and they haven't suspended their reality to embody what this culture is pushing right now. They're the ones that are starting to stand up and say, this is ridiculous, and this is going to be part and parcel, and I think in big part, the political rendering that will take place in 2020, Bruce.
I agree with you, Bill. I absolutely do agree with you. So if you do have this, okay, so yes, it is political, and if you remember, Republicans took a bath because Bill Clinton was found, he was not convicted. I think the same thing is going to happen with Donald Trump. So Nancy Pelosi, as you say, was smart to avoid this, but now she's given in to the tribe and all of that, and we'll see what happens.
Well, with everything the Democrats are going for, they're putting it all on the line that I really see them going off an abyss. I mean, this is going to be devastating to the Democratic Party, and I take no pleasure in that because we need both parties participating in a way that's good for all of America. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, this song encourages me, ladies and gentlemen, because I think this is our time. I mean, we've gone through enough of the insanity here. It is time for a comeback, but it's going to require, legitimate, and I say legitimate, authentic Americans. And by that definition, I mean people who are anchored in the truth, all right? They haven't bought into this political correctness. They haven't bought into this relative truth that's been spouted out there. We know that doesn't work. Common sense Americans understand that we've been worked, and we kind of like, you know, gone along to, you know, get along, so to speak, kind of the Rodney King philosophy. And how's that working for you? Bruce Kaufman, I'll tell you, it is causing brain damage. And meanwhile, as you say, that Americans are going to look back on this period of time and go, what a waste. We have somebody who came in as an outsider to really drive the forces of this government back into the hands, the rightful hands, as he said, of we the people. And, you know, here it is. Here's our opportunity. And we have improved things so dramatically since the previous administration. But for the sake of ego and, you know, politics, you can call it what it is, here we are fussing instead of doing right by all Americans, because last time I checked, when you look at the household incomes and you look at the robust economy, it's not that it's just happening to, you know, people who are Republicans. It's happening to independents. It's happening to Democrats. I mean, it's across the board here. You know, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're in a situation now where there are more jobs than there are people to fill the jobs. I mean, we've got so many, there's so many jobs opening right now that a lot of companies are having trouble finding people to take on those jobs because there are more jobs than there are people. And that's Trump gets a great deal of credit for that, no question.
And if that's now, Bruce, what are we going to be 10 years from now? I mean, and you got to remember, I mean, part of the reason that we're short on employees is we've only murdered like 63 million babies.
There you go.
Okay.
That's also true.
So, you know, here it is. I mean, we're paying the price for this. And this is going, there's a cost to be paid here, ladies and gentlemen. And like anything, you know, like that old Pennzoil commercial, I used to love that commercial. It would say, you could pay me now or pay me later. The inference being is that if you paid now, you're going to pay a little bit more. But the more time that goes by when you pay later, then you have more complications and the expenses increase exponentially, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, that's a very good metaphor, Bill.
Well, Bruce, today, Veterans Day across America, and we honor our vets. This number was incredible. Individual put this in perspective, stating that an estimated 57 million persons have served in the U.S. military from the American Revolution today. You know, that's a lot of patriots. That's a lot of people that are putting their lives on the line. and how many millions have died in the name of the American dream and the American way of life.
Right, and how many millions have died protecting that? As you said,
yes,
that wonderful quote, it is the soldier, not the reporter, it's the soldier. That is, and in the foundationally, it is the soldier who has kept this nation free, and therefore we have free press, we have free religion, all those things you mentioned. That is the soldier, absolutely.
Well, from Bruce's history lessons, let's talk about the war over the wall. And the wall we're talking about is the wall, the Vietnam War Memorial, on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
Yes, we aren't talking about the Berlin Wall, which came down.
And we're not talking about the southern border wall.
Well, no, we're not.
Right.
We're talking about the Vietnam War Memorial, and I titled the column "The War Over the Wall" because just like the war itself, the decision to choose the memorial that would honor the veterans of that war was an absolute war between the architect, a 21-year-old undergraduate at Yale Architectural School, and the committee that chose her design, against most Vietnam vets, most military and civilian leaders, and practically every architect that you ever heard of, in terms of the fact that they thought her design was horrible. And the reason they thought it was horrible was because it was not conventional. It was not traditional. It didn't have a statue of soldiers. It didn't have an American flag over it. It didn't have a quote at the base of the statue from some military leader. It was a wall. It looked like a boomerang. It was a wall. But what people don't forget, don't remember, or never knew is that Maya Lin's design was the unanimous choice of the committee chosen to decide who would win that contest. And she, quote, unquote, with great distinction, met all four criteria in order to be, that were a part of the design of the wall. And the criteria were, number one, an American citizen. Maya Lin was of Chinese descent, okay? Mm-hmm. She's a Chinese-American, and for that she took all kinds of grief. As she once said, I never would have gotten chosen had it not been that the entries were by number, not by name. Okay, so her number was, let's say, 400. Mm-hmm. And by name, she said, I never would have been chosen.
Right.
The second criteria was that the design had to be contemplative and harmonious with the surroundings, which I definitely thought it was. The third, it should make no political statement. It doesn't. The fourth criteria was he had to list the names of the 58,318 military personnel who died in that war, which it did.
Mm-hmm.
So she, with great distinction, she met all four criteria, and yet, of course, everybody thought it was a terrible idea, including Jan Struggs, who was the guy who was behind the idea to have this wall. He was a Vietnam vet. He saw the movie The Deer Hunter, changed his life. He said, we're going to have a memorial to our Vietnam vets, and he did. He initially didn't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at the end of the day, it was, you know, all the critics were, whatever they said, the committee ignored them. The wall was built, dedicated on November 13th, 1982, and ever since then, Bill, it has become the most visible piece of public American artwork created in the 20th century, and more than 1 million people every year come and visit the wall. They have been moved by it.
Yes.
Over the passage of time, they realized what a marvelous design it was.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you think of all the millions of people that have come, the millions of people have anointed that wall with their own heartbreak and tears, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Actually, one of my favorite stories, I went to see the wall. I go every year. After I'm off your show today, I'm heading right down to see it. I go every year. But the first year I was there was about 3 weeks after the war, the wall was dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
And I was absolutely moved. But I'm walking, okay, I've seen it. I'm walking to my car. In front of me on a bench, I see this big guy. As I get closer, I realize he's about 6'5", 275 pounds, thick red beard, thick red hair, Hell's Angels Motorcycle Club decal on the back of his jacket, tattoos up and down his arms, motorcycle boots, the whole thing. He's crying his eyes out. And he doesn't care. This is a member of the Hell's Angels, and he's crying in public. He is so moved. He was a Vietnam vet. I talked to him. He was a Vietnam vet, and he said, you know, I couldn't help it. Seeing that wall, touching the names of the people that I served with who are dead, it just moved me so much. And to me, that is a refutation of every single critic who's ever criticized that wall.
Right. Yeah, and to this day, I mean, it continues to gain in acceptance. And I remember that controversy that has arisen. But look at you know, it has been the Vietnam vets, the comrades who lost their brothers in country.
Yep.
Who have really certified that wall, have they not?
Yes, they have. And here's the other thing. One time I was down there, and I just wrote down some of the names of the people on the wall. All right, and what it showed me is how American this represented. What it represents our polyglot melting pot nation. So here are some of the people whose names are on that wall: William Poole and Thomas Walker. Okay, probably white Anglo-Saxons, but also Julio Hernandez and Marcelo Garcia, Hispanics. Luther Burns and Jerome Grunwald, African Americans. Louis Nakowski and Thaddeus Borowski, Polish. Patrick Conroy and Anthony O'Keefe, Irish. Gerald Cohn and Richard Klinkenberg, Jewish. That's America, okay? Maybe some of these guys were foreigners of birth, but they all died Americans. Mm. And that's our nation. That's the greatness of our nation, is that we are a nation of polyglot nation, melting pot of all kinds. We welcome all kinds of people from around the world. Come to this beacon of freedom, America.
See, and this is the difference today, and I hope people can put this in perspective. Because of the controversy over, you know, with socialism being, you know, thrust upon us by, you know, some Democratic candidates. And I'm open for that discussion. I'm not threatened by it, you know, but I'm open to that. The difference between socialism and the American dream is that you have men and women who voluntarily, for the idea of America, for liberty, answered the call. Whereas in socialism, you do have people who died in the name of socialism, but it wasn't free. It was very much against their will.
Right.
And we know that there are millions who have suffered that fate at the hand of socialism. But today, the kids have not been taught that. It's no excuse, because we need to maintain this idea of self-responsibility. Today, in the information age in which we live in, we need to be discerners of the truth and the right information. And I challenge all of us on this Veterans Day in the land of the free and the home of the brave to be better, to commit to being critical thinkers and common sense pursuers for the greatness of all concerned, for the greatness of this country and the potential and that which our founding fathers had initially hoped for and envisioned for even a 21st century America, Bruce.
Yes, absolutely, Bill. And one of the reasons all those people that I just named, they came to America, their forebears, their ancestors came to America. Why? Because it was not only the freest nation in the world, but it was a nation where they could make a new life. They could actually, they could improve their quality of life. They could make a new life from themselves, because we were not
exactly
the freest nation.
He's the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker, Bruce Kaufman, right here. Thank you, Bruce.
My pleasure.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of